Democrats blame Republicans for Rachel Warren murder. By Paul Bois on June 20, 2024. Democrats have started to blame Republicans for the death of Rachel Warren, a Maryland resident raped and murdered allegedly by a migrant here in the United States illegally. Law enforcement have accused an illegal immigrant of raping and killing a mother of five children named Rachel Warren in Bel Air, Maryland, Breitbart News reported recently. The illegal alien from El Salvador, identified as 23-year-old Victor Martinez Hernandez, was arrested on Friday in Tulsa, Oklahoma. In the wake of her horrific murder, both Democrats and Republicans seem to be in agreement that the southern border crisis bears responsibility for Warren's death. But some Democrats believe that Republicans should be blamed for not helping pass President Biden's proposed border security bill, which Republicans believed would have been little more than a band-aid on a serious problem. As Breitbart News reported in March, the complex legal jargon in the bill invited more wage-cutting migration by minimizing border barriers, mandating catch and release for economic migrants, protecting Biden's parole backdoor for wage-cutting employers, funding more aid for migrants, and even creating an asylum highway overseen by a pro-migration corps of asylum officers working outside the U.S. courts. Since the bill failed to pass, Democrats have now been putting incidents stemming from America's open border squarely on the shoulders of Republicans. After Maryland Governor Wes Moore, D, appeared on Fox & Friends where he said the border crisis impacts states far beyond Texas and Arizona, some Democrats believed he pushed the wrong talking point. Doug Rivlin, Senior Director of Communication at America's Voice, a progressive immigrant advocacy group, told The Hill that Moore is correct that 30-plus years of obstruction on immigration reform by Republicans has consequences for border management, which is why our immigration system is inadequate today. The reality is that border and immigration policies have not changed all that significantly in decades, but migration patterns have changed since the 1990s. The world economy has changed since the 1990s, but Congress refuses to meet the moment with legislation to update our laws. We are all paying a price for the politics of nativism gripping the Republican Party, he added. Senator Chris Van Hollen, DMD, echoed those sentiments in a statement to the Baltimore Sun. The Warren family deserves more than words, they deserve action. There's no doubt our immigration system is broken. That's why I voted last month to move on to bipartisan legislation that would allow us to begin addressing our border security and comprehensive immigration reforms, but Republicans slammed the door shut, he said. Senator Ben Cardin, DMD, said Congress needs to act and blamed Republicans for blocking legislation that could make reforms and inject resources into a system bursting at the seams. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.